It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
Live from the Coffee Sports Collectible Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. And featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. Thank you, U. More on the company a little later on. But welcome to the show, folks, here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening in topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And we want our audience to participate, too. If they want to call in, we've got questions. We've got a great guest coming up, but the hotline is 732-545-9282. And with that, welcome you, Coffee. We have another Sunday. We've got so much going on, man.
So much going on today, Jim. So many sports. So much to talk about. And also, just so people know, we're also live on Facebook. So if you can't call in, you can also comment on Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook. And I'll try to read as many comments or questions as I can on the air.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Coffee Sports Collectibles. Jump onto that Facebook. And that should work out pretty good. Something new and exciting for us as we're moving the show more and more forward. That's great.
Look at us. We're technology savvy.
Not really.
We've got this time of year. Here it is, the holiday season, New York, New Jersey. It's just gorgeous outside. Decorations.
Christmas is coming.
I got to go home and put up some outside decorations. I'm getting yelled at by my wife.
Yeah, I hear you, Jim. Better get on that.
I know. We're running out of time, but it's great stuff. And sports-wise, there's so much. There's so much. And we'll get into it, and we'll break it down later. We've got, obviously, at high noon, the college football playoff bowls is announced, the playoff system. The NFL, obviously, again, Sunday, right. Today. So weak on games, but we'll talk about all that.
Yeah, we'll break it down.
But here in New York and New Jersey, right now, it's time to talk hockey. The season is here, folks, as we start to transition into our winter sports. They've obviously been playing. But the Rangers, you are making a lot of noise.
Everybody loves hockey, Boomer.
Everybody loves hockey, Boomer.
Yeah, Rangers had a lot of crazy week for the Rangers. Crazy week.
And speaking of that, lucky for us that we have a special guest to talk about all this. She is the sports writer for the New York Post and the beat reporter for the Post covering the Rangers. She is our expert, our hockey maven-ess, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to welcome Molly Walker.
Welcome, Molly.
Molly.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I feel like I'm always going on New York stations, and it's really nice to be on a Jersey station. I'm a native, so.
Oh, okay. Where are you from, Molly?
Bergen County.
Whereabouts? That's what you and I are.
Like in the Mahwah area.
I'm Hillsdale for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
high school basketball games in Hillsdale.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Up in Mahwah, baby, up in the mountains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went to Ramapo College, actually, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played on the county basketball championship there.
Oh, you did? Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, we love this little local feel to this interview. That's
Northern
so.
And then we're
realizing too, now you don't know this about, this is Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, our station, and we also are the home for the New Jersey home for the York Rangers radio broadcast. So we,
oh, great.
Yeah, so at 1 o'clock, I think you're probably at the garden, actually, aren't you?
I'm on my way.
So we are doing the game right after our show. We'll jump into the pregame show, and, okay. and we carry the game live. So this is the segue is so perfect, Molly. I love it. But anyway, you, Coffee, is especially our hockey expert. I mean, I know, too, but you knows everything. But thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I mean, obviously, it's been a wild week for the Rangers. Everything's been building up,
it's been hectic.
Yeah, to the true, you know, the Trouba trade and everything else that went along with it. What are your feelings to start with that? And you want to jump in at anything? We're hearing so many different rumors now, but you think it was a good move for the Rangers, or it had to be done, or whatever?
Yeah, I definitely think it was something that had to be done, not necessarily because of the player, but because of the state of the team right now. I think that they really needed a big wake-up call, a big shake-up, and then I think it was really just a perfect storm with everything that happened with Jacob Trouba in the summer. Everybody has known that the Rangers have wanted to move on from him since then. Everything that happened with, you know, his wife's residency becoming a factor into it, and big, very public, but obviously Trouba has been playing on the third pair, and he's making $8 million, and that's a lot of money that the Rangers could use to retool the lineup right now. So I think it was just the most logical decision. It was just kind of a common denominator type thing, and it's unfortunate the way it all played out, I guess, sort of say, for all parties involved.
Right.
But, I think it's the right move for both the Rangers and Jacob Trouba at this moment.
Yeah, the way they handled it, I think, wasn't that greatest. They should have had it done in the offseason. It had to be, like, awkward, right? Having the captain come back after everyone in the world knew they wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And now he comes back, training camp, plays in the season. That's got to be kind of awkward for the locker room, I would think.
100%. And I think Trouba was incredibly forthcoming and honest in his introductory press conference for Anaheim. And he talked about how he had very honest conversations with the leadership group and the team about basically, you know, it's hard to play and commit and give your heart to a team that has expressed very publicly that they don't want you anymore.
Right, right.
It's just kind of human nature. And, you know, everybody is entitled to their feelings and the way that they feel. And I get that, you know, it's professional sports and it's a business.
Right.
And nobody knows that more than Jacob Trouba, but he's still entitled to the way that he felt, the way the whole situation played out. And I do think that I agree 100%. If they were going to do this, if they were, you know, they shouldn't have waited to get to this point where they were desperate to move on from him. And it definitely created an odd dynamic in the locker room. And I just don't think it was what the team needed in what is such a pivotal year for them.
Yeah. So Molly, after the dust settles, after the crazy week, where do you see the Rangers pivoting with the extra cap space now?
Yeah, I think that they're really going to analyze the market right now, and they're really going to be making phone calls. Drury's going to be looking at all of his options that he has on the table to see how he can retool this lineup a little bit. Obviously, he sent out that league-wide memo.
Right.
So all the other general managers, eliciting trade partners, citing Trouba and Chris Kreider specifically, but it's a multitude of players who are on the table. I really only think there's the guys who they cannot move because of their no-move clauses.
Right.
And then, you know, certain guys that are, you know, certain prospects that are just considered to be untouchables. But really, I do think that he has communicated that, you know, there's a very small amount of things that aren't on the table. So I think that we definitely are going to see some more moves, big moves, because that's really all the Rangers can make at this moment, because they're not going to be trading for prospects and picks. You know, if they're going to be offloading players from their current lineup, they're not in a place to be subtracting. So they're going to need to be bringing in roster lineup-ready players who are going to be able to slot right in and play immediately.
It's so crazy in the middle of the season like this, right, that you're talking about a retooling with major guys, you know. It's, you know, I mean, you've got plenty of time to make the changes and adapt, you know, for the playoffs. But still, it's just a shock to everybody. You know, I think the next one, right, Molly, is maybe Zibanejad would be the one they're talking about. But he's got the no movement clause. So that's an issue, right?
At this moment in time, his no-move clause is intact. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
So he can't go anywhere, you know, with that.
Right,
and obviously, Artemi Panarin is in that boat. Vincent Trocheck is in that boat.
Yeah.
and Adam Fox's kicks in the next two seasons. But, you know, those are also guys that I don't think that they're – I mean, Artemi has still had a really great season despite everything that's been going on. So, and Adam Fox is obviously their number one defenseman.
Right.
So I don't think that they're looking to move on from those guys. I do think someone like Kreider's in play. But, you know, they always could come and ask Mika to waive his no-move clause. But I think that they see Mika as somebody who is an important part of their lineup and somebody who they want him to get going.
I know.
You know, Mika Zibanejad at the top of his game is
he's the best.
Top 10, top 15 center in this league. Yeah, so it's kind of like I think that they're holding on to him, you know, in hopes that, that he can put it all together moving forward. Because as important as the young players in the lineup have been, and you know, people like Alexi Lafreniere and Braden Schneider stepping up, the Rangers don't go anywhere unless they're stars.
No.
They're stars. That's just the way that they've been built for a few years now.
Absolutely, this whole group. It's exactly what the playoff runs have been all about. And they've had great runs. It's like, you know, I'm such a fan of these guys. It's just like, it's kind of, I know, I don't want to, it's the fan part's coming out of me, but, you know,
it's
obviously.
Okay. Everybody's allowed.
I know. It's like, these are the guys I know.
My fan part is I just got a Kreider jersey finally, and now he might be getting traded. Not Kreider. No one.
To everybody, doesn't it?
Well, just so you know, his company is Coffee Sports Collectibles, and it's a signing company, and he's got all these different jerseys.
We actually did a signing with Kreider and Zibanejad last summer.
Yeah. So
awesome.
I know. In fact, we had over the last couple of months ago, we had Stefan Matteau on. And we also had
Mike Keenan
on too.
Yeah.
So we've had all the guys, and that's what I'm leading to. We are looking now 30 years, Molly. You don't even know that age, okay?
Yeah.
You don't even know that number. I did my homework on you, girl. You don't even know 30.
I do not yet.
You know, just on a personal note, you're just fabulous, I have to tell you.
100%.
Thank you.
I love, you know, I get the post delivered every day to at my home, and I read your stuff, and obviously your man is, you know, the legend is, you know, Larry Brooks.
Yeah.
And, you know, Larry. So do you guys talk like during the games and you sit there? Or?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do we talk? Larry and I are best friends. Larry and I talk even when we're not at the games.
Yeah,
Larry
that's
and I talk
great.
From
that's great.
Morning till night, whether it's about hockey or about the party I went to last night. Whatever it is, Larry is both my best friend and my mentor, which is a very, very unique relationship, and I'm very, very
that's
lucky.
Awesome.
That is absolutely fantastic. He's the best, you know.
Yeah. He is. He is truly one of the best at what he does.
So, Molly, how possible is it, the rumors of the Rangers trading for Brady Tkachuk?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Is there a pipe dream?
Fantasy stuff.
I think a lot of people misconstrued Larry's report. He wasn't saying that Brady Tkachuk was going to be, like, acquiring Tkachuk was going to be in a deal with Jacob Trouba. He never said that. I think that because half the story was about Trouba and half of it was about Tkachuk, people kind of got their lines crossed there. But he was just saying that the Rangers are interested in a player like Brady Tkachuk, that he is the mold of a guy that they think to acquire. Young, feisty, go-getter,
right.
You know, game shaker, you know, just like one
That's
of those
what you want.
Guys.
Like his
but,
brother.
I mean, yeah, like his brother.
Right.
But given the visceral reaction that came out of Ottawa, I don't think he's available.
Oh,
yeah. I love that. The visceral reaction.
It was literally a visceral reaction.
They were like, excuse us.
From the media, the hierarchy, which I understand, you know, I mean, that's their guy. I mean, and they're obviously trying to take the next step for a while. And the last thing they need is a disgruntled star who's seeing his name in the media. So I think that they really wanted to shut it down as soon as humanly possible.
Right.
And I think we saw that in their reaction from the organization. So I think that the Rangers wish it was possible, but I think the Rangers would have to give up a lot But it also would have to come down to Ottawa actually making him available and wanting to participate in the trade. It takes two to make
it's
a trade.
Tango, right.
So at least, yeah.
Well, that's still how it works, right?
You just crushed all us Ranger fans now. But who are some of the names that they're looking to acquire? Do you have any names?
Well, I mean, it's like, again, like it's kind of an analyzing period.
Right.
They just got all this free cap space, but that, I think, is a very concrete report of the type of player that they're looking at.
Right.
You know, they're looking for some more physicality, some more of a game shaker. You know, a guy that's going to leave his fingerprints on a game sheet and on a game every single night. And I think they definitely need a little bit more of that in their top nine. So I think that they're going to have a lot of money to play with at the trade deadline. And I think that's also where there's obviously more movement in the league. Right around now, there's only a smaller amount of teams that are probably willing to be making moves.
Right.
So it just is kind of limiting. So it's also possible that Jury wants to wait and see how the landscape kind of shakes out. You never know what can happen. You know, you never know. Brady Tkachuk could decide that he wants to leave Ottawa. You know,
right.
You never know.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the landscape takes a little bit more shape. But I do think that Drury is intent on making another move, whether it's sooner or later.
Molly, two things for me real quick. Speaking of that and different players, what about Rempe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, up and down, they tried to work with them. Where does he fit into this whole thing?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It was a really interesting, thing to watch unfold from training camp.
Right.
Obviously, he came up last season and all hell broke loose. I mean, in a good way for the Rangers, you know, he really brought something intangible to both the Rangers and Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
honestly.
They loved him.
It's a pleasure to watch. It really is. But somewhere along the lines in training camp, it was pretty apparent that the coaching staff.
Yep.
Their perception changed of him for some reason, for whatever reason that it was. They suddenly I don't think that they thought that they could win with him in the lineup anymore. Mm. And you know what? He faces a lot of obstacles. He's 6'8" He's a giraffe on skates out there sometimes. And the refs are always looking for him. And that's no fault. I mean, he obviously has garnered a reputation and, you know, he had some questionable hits. There's absolutely no doubt.
Absolutely.
But I think because of his sheer size and because of all the chaos that broke out around him, the refs are looking for him and he has no room to breathe. Like, they are calling it every single time if it's him, you know, like no matter what. And that's an obstacle to face for both the player and the team. And for Peter Laviolette, that's, you know, an issue that you don't want to have to be overcoming in the middle of a tight game. So they obviously Laviolette doesn't trust him as much either because he's only limited to 5-6 minutes a night, sometimes less. So if you're not going to play him,
I know.
You know, it's just, but it's also like, you know, you kind of wanted to see them, you know, loosen the leash a little bit and see what he is capable of. And they are always talking about how they want him to be this complete player.
Yeah.
And yet they're still using him like this tool, you know, like a player that they're going to bring up only when they face the heavyweight teams and when there's a guy on the other side that could possibly, you know, start something.
And like you, my partner said over here, you know, and the Rangers, right, Molly, do have kind of a reputation of being a little soft right now.
Yeah. No,
so,
I mean, they're comprised of a very
high-skilled
group. They're
not,
you know, a get-in-your-face kind of team. They're a high-skilled, you know, highlight reel kind of team, which isn't a bad thing. They've obviously won a lot the way that they're constructed, but you got to balance that out a little bit, and you need some greasiness.
Yeah.
You need some, you know, just some nastiness, too, and he absolutely brings that. But at this point, the thing that's kind of upsetting about the whole situation regarding Rempe now is Rempe, as Brian Boyle said on our podcast the other day, a shuttle from Hartford is not going to fix this team right now.
No.
You know, Matt, Matt Rempe is by no means the solution. And honestly, if they put him in the lineup, I don't even think that it would help.
I know.
You know, it's just, it's kind of gotten out of control
right
now. So it they need to stabilize a little bit before I think that he can come back into the equation. I mean, but that's also, you know, obviously I think if there's an injury to the fourth line, he's the first guy that's coming up.
Right, right.
So, you know, but it's just a matter of that happening. But I'm not so sure that the Rangers need Matt Rempe right
now. I know.
Yeah, they need to stabilize a little
bit. Right, they need toughness, which kind of bittersweet with Cuba going, because he was our toughest player.
I'm not toughness on a guy that could play.
Well, right.
You know what I mean.
I thought he'd be better this year than he was at the end of last year. But, no, I'm not sad to see him go. Don't get me wrong. We need the money. But so you got rid of your tough guy. But, Molly, my question is the way they handled the Trouba and the Goodrow trades, you know, because it was kind of, you know, Drury got around the no moving clauses. Do you think that leaves a bad taste in other players signing with the Rangers or having a no movement clause? It's almost like, why do I have a no movement clause if you still can move me?
I was going to say, two things could be true.
Right.
I do think that the way that Chris Drury has moved has rubbed the team the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's certain players, you know, might not, can't speak for everybody, obviously.
Right.
But I think the response on the ice and the vibe around the team is the response in itself to the way that management has moved from the off season to now. So I think that is true. At the same time, there will never be anything that could ever happen that could stop players from wanting to play in New York. And I'm a little biased because I think this is the greatest city in the world,
right,
and I live here, and, you know, but they are a first-class organization. They always have, in the way that they treat their players and handle their players, you know, with travel and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's always been a first-rate organization in
first
that way.
First class all the way.
There is nothing like playing in Madison Square Garden.
Right.
There is nothing like the love of
love
New
it.
York City.
I love
and
it.
And the way, and, you know, and players know that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an athlete, you know that. So I don't think that there are, like, this whole notion that players aren't going to want to sign in New York because of you know, a couple of ruthless moves that they had to make to restructure the team is kind of funny to listen to. I get that, you know, players might have taken notice, and, you know, maybe some players than others might be turned off from that, but I think that wrapping it up into this whole big statement that players are not going to want to come to play in New York and play for the Rangers is just simply will never be the case.
Right. And then they money talks.
Yeah, and they pay tremendously. I mean, the Rangers.
Yeah.
That's why the Trouba thing is kind of interesting about the $8 million. It's like, you know, you say, well, the Rangers need the money. Not really, but it's the fact that he was now down to a third pair.
Well, it's also the salary
cap. Paying $8 million for a guy that's on a third.
Well, it's a salary cap, not really so much the $8 million itself that they're paying. It's the salary. You need that money for other players, you know?
Right.
But like you said, better players that you can get on, not the third line.
Right. I mean, look at it. Let's jump over to talk about money with Igor. So, nice little contract there, Molly, huh?
Yeah, and it's you know, it's kind of funny because it was always coming.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was kind of funny to see, you know, the panic, are they going to trade him? You know, does he even want to stay in New York?
Right.
There's so much discourse around it, but I really think it was a really strong and smart move for the Rangers to lock it down now. I think it also obviously gives them clarity on their financial situation going forward. It's a big piece of business that's done. Igor has obviously been their best player this entire season, but the last couple of games, he has not been his top-notch self either. So, you know, at the same time, maybe this could also really dial him in, and now it's, you know, there's nothing for him to focus on, which I don't even think that he was focusing on the contract necessarily, but because there's been so much outside noise this season, it was just an easy piece of business for the Rangers to quiet and get out of the way. And I, you know, I'm sure they hope that it definitely helps Igor as well.
Speaking of Igor, I saw your tweet or your ex this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A little tongue-in-cheek question. Why didn't Igor hire a labor company now that he has signed for $92 million so that he can play today?
Baby just wants to start getting in on that $92 million.
Right.
Doesn't seem really possible.
As soon as the baby heard $92 million, I'm coming out. I need some of that.
Yeah,
man.
I'm here.
So no breaking news on the trade, but the breaking news is that Jonathan Quick is in goal today.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure. I was just confirming that. I was looking it up. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this question, too, right? I mean, the Rangers now, you know, quite honestly, in the market, the Rangers are always number one. But the Devils have really come on and kicked some butt this year. They made that transition, and the Islanders, you know, kind of in the middle and meddling there.
Yeah, the Islanders.
Right. So how does that play a role? What's your feeling on that, Molly? You know, how does the Garden look at the Devils, and that is that really competition for them or not?
Well, if we're talking in terms of the on-ice product, I mean, the Devils are certainly a team that they, you know, obviously they lost to them in the first round a couple seasons ago.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that the Devils have been on an upward trajectory, and I definitely think that Sheldon Keefe has really helped take them to the next level.
Yes.
And I think that obviously they're finally getting great goaltending.
Yep.
I think that that's been a huge missing factor for them. And I mean, the other night, Rangers Devils, Igor Shesterkin was out goalied by Jacob Markstrom, like 110%.
Yep.
It was one of the first, since I've been on the beat, it was the first time I'd seen the Devils goalie the Rangers, you know, and that is a huge X factor for them because, you know, they have it up front. They're a young team too. And I think if they can get some X factor goaltending, it really could be a huge difference for them. The Islanders are obviously a very interesting situation.
Right.
I don't think that they're a threat to the Rangers and the Devils. I do think it's two different halves of the same division.
Right.
I think that the Islanders have been the same because their personnel has been the same.
Right.
I loved the Patrick Waugh hire.
Yes.
I think he is an unbelievable coach, not only just, you know, behind the bench, but just in terms of the way he speaks and handles the media and his honesty. It's always very appreciated from our side.
Yeah, he's always been a class guy.
He really is. He's a unique personality.
Yeah.
But in a good way. And I also think that, and I highly recommend everybody goes and reads Ethan Sears, our Islanders beat writer, sat down with him before Wall returned to Colorado, which is where his last coaching stop was. And in that story, I mean, Wall was so honest about how he never really realized that, you know, once that opportunity was gone, he might not get another. And so I think that now that he has this opportunity, you know, he really is putting his all into it. And you know, obviously coaching a team that's not doing so well can be difficult, but he has really, he's kept the same persona, the same demeanor. He's still so, it's so apparent how much he's dialed in and you know, committed to the Islanders. So I think that's a great thing for the Islanders, for sure.
Yeah, he's the only good thing about the Islanders, and nobody cares about the Islanders. And nobody cares about the Islanders.
You is our hockey guy. He's our diehard Ranger hockey guy over here.
Right, so we hate the Islanders. I'm sorry, but
what is that famous? Nobody cares about Hockey Boomer.
Yeah, everybody loves Hockey Boomer.
I'm the Islanders, so I've got a soft spot for them too.
Hey, wait a minute. We did our homework. We did our homework.
I was about to say, and if my mom heard me say on a broadcasted radio station, she might disown me.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Coming out of New Jersey, no less.
Yeah, no, seriously. The Islanders ruined her life growing up.
And
she makes sure that I know that. And when I covered the team, she just, like, I would come home and I'd be excited. Oh, I talked to Matt Martin today. Oh,
yeah.
And she would just be like vomiting in the background. Like,
oh, she was part of the Islander Ranger, the real rivalry games, right?
He said that people in high school, Islander fans in high school, used to shove her into lockers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm with your mom.
That kind of relationship.
All right, Molly, I'm with your mom, but. Now, this might be, it's like the kiss of death, getting the Ranger captain because he gets traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And who do you think the next captain's going to be?
I don't think they're going to name a captain.
Yeah.
I just think that they need to, like I said, they need to stabilize the locker room. The mood in the locker room, the vibe in the locker room, everything just needs to be under wraps. And I don't think that stitching the C onto somebody else just to stitch the C onto somebody else would be beneficial.
So
especially to the player. I just think that that would be so much pressure. And it just, you know, they've had this leadership group for a really long time, and it hasn't changed except for Gaudreau.
So you think they'll wait till the offseason?
Maybe to ride this group right now.
Molly, you know, it's great because we obviously have been to many, many things at the Garden, okay? We can hear it, Molly. You just parked your car. You're in one of the parking lots, and you're walking.
Walking outside.
And you're about to get into
the wind. On the streets of New York City.
I love it, man. And what a time to be in the city, right?
I think I know where she parked, but I won't say it.
Hey, but listen, real quick, though. Like I said, we did do our homework with you, and you did have some background also besides hockey with baseball. I think you did the Mets for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I was a GA when I first started.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was an intern, so I've done them all.
Yeah.
I've really done the Yankees, Mets, you Giants, some, Jets.
What was it, you? You had some Pete Alonso stories?
Pete Alonso
something.
Pretty good.
He did something with you? I don't know.
Yeah, I've gone to a lot of charity events that
yeah.
he's done.
Okay.
And I've talked to him a bunch of times, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get him over to the Yankees. I don't know.
No, it was cool. That Robbie Cano story was good, too. With the,
oh, yeah, you had a Robbie Cano story, too, we read about.
Oh, man. Robinson Cano and I had a really nice relationship when he was in New York. I was barely ever around.
Yeah.
But I interviewed him once, 101, and I remember I asked him for an interview in his locker, and he's like, oh, like, I'm about to go warm up. And he was like, if you want to wait, you can. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I, like, went out with him, and I waited on the side of the field, and all the other reporters were like, he's not going to talk to you. Like, he never does. Like, he's not going to, like, don't waste your time. Like,
yeah,
blah, blah. Right. And I was like, all right, like, you know, so you say. And I'm standing there waiting on the field for him, and he comes running off. And he, like, grabs me and, like, brings me into the dugout, into the hallway. And I talked to him for, like, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And everybody, and right in front of all the reporters, everybody watched as I walked and got an exclusive.
That is so cool.
Just dropping in as a GA. So he really helped me out with that one. And
I'll never
be able to thank him for that.
No, but I love that the other reporters didn't think she would get it done. She got it done.
Yeah.
Also, Robbie Cano.
Oh, they were like, don't even hold your breath. Don't
right.
waste your time.
Right.
And from the story, Cano kind of told her, let's come over here.
Yeah.
Told Molly, come over here so we can have a conversation. So he kind of gave like an exclusive away from the other reporters, which I thought was a cool move by Robbie.
Oh, yes. He was always very nice. And then from then on, every time I dropped in, he would smile and wave at me.
we always hear, we're going to let you go in a minute, but we always hear that they say hockey players are usually the easiest ones to deal with of the four sports. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Ranking football players right at the very bottom, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Hockey is the best.
Really? Oh, that's great.
They are.
Oh,
yeah. It's great.
So this is our Ranger wrap-up for now. We got to get you back, Molly, for an update soon, if you don't mind. We love you.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
Wait, are we going to win today, Molly?
Yeah.
I know.
But listen, we do. Again, you're walking in. We've got commercials. So thank you so much, man. We had such a great time.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mawa, Molly, thank you so much.
Where's your podcast?
Oh, okay. And you also have your podcast. Was it Up in the Blue Seats?
Yes, Up in the Blue Seats.
I love it. Great name, man. That's awesome.
Great name. I love the name.
Yeah. Okay, Molly, thanks so much, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, we'll be in touch. Okay, great. Molly Walker, all right. Okay, we're way behind. Jack, our program director, is like, get those commercials in. So we'll be right back, okay?
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here.
But what, little girl?
Is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
After that interview with Molly Walker, we are just drained. It's Sunday morning in December. I could just use a little Java, maybe a cup of coffee. Oh, my goodness. It's time for Coffee's Corner, starring you, Coffee, and Coffee Sports Collectibles. You, what do you got today, buddy?
Hey, thanks, Jim. I'm over here now.
All right.
This segment is sponsored by Tissues. That's right. Tissues is back.
Love
tissues. Is back.
Love them.
So, Tissues is a tissue box holder with a trash can attached. So you don't have to get up every time you throw, you blow your nose and have dirty tissues.
Incredible item, by the way.
So you don't have them all over the place? Thank you, Jim. And you could take it anywhere. Tissues is running a buy one, get one sale from all the way till the end of the year. Just order at tissues.com. And whatever menu you buy, we'll send you double. So if you buy more, it obviously will save you some shipping costs with multiple purchases. So if you use tissues, you need tissues. Check them out at tissues.com. And Maya's story is very cool to check out. Tissues.com.
Right.
All right. Over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, we have our auctions going Monday through Friday on Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles. They're going strong, and our Christmas sale of 20% off our entire site is still going on until the end of the year. Just use promo code EXPRESS, E-X-P-R-E-S-S. It's great for Christmas presents. Just follow us on all social media, all the same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles. We're even on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube. And today at 1 p.m.,
yes,
Ben Rice. I'll be running out here, Jim, right at
Right, you got to go, man.
I got to get to Towns River.
You got
to
go.
To see Ben Rice. Ben Rice will be at the Ocean County Mall.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Ocean County Mall in Towns River at Santos Sports Store across from Starbucks.
Fantastic.
And actually, anyone that mentions this show today from Coffee's Corner.
Okay.
Come up to me. I'm wearing, you see the shirt? I'm wearing the green shirt.
Okay.
Green Coffee Sports Collectible shirt. Come up to me. You'll get a $25 gift certificate off my site.
Oh, great.
Plus the 20%.
Oh, nice.
So what you got to do is mention the show. Just mention, just say the word Rangers, and you'll get a $25 gift certificate. But you got to show up at the signing.
Oh, that's great.
So I hope to see you all at the Ocean County Mall today at 1 o'clock. From 1 to 3.
Ben Rice, I mean, he's potentially the Yankees' first baseman right now.
I would say right now,
you know, Rizzo's
yeah.
gone, and you know, Ben had, you know, he did okay for his first year.
He's the only Yankee rookie, 3 home runs in one game.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You can get that inscribed on a ball or a pitcher or a bat.
Oh, okay, great.
Whatever you want to bring.
Right. You know, and he's going to be there. So Ocean County Mall, which I love, great place, right?
Absolutely.
Right off Fisher Boulevard, I think. Or,
Hooper Ave.
Hooper Ave, and
yep.
Tom's River.
Exactly.
That's great, too. And so that'll be everyone comes in, you'll be there, and the whole gang. That's fantastic.
Right. You can purchase tickets and items that you want to get signed. Every autograph purchase gets a photo with them also.
Oh, that's great.
So you can come meet Ben Rice, miss the 3 home runs in one game.
Yeah.
Yankee rookie record.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff, man.
You know, yes.
We've got a busy day here today. Wow.
Yeah. And grind my gears. I'll make it short and sweet. It's about, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Friday night, we didn't get to talk Molly about this. But, I know we already had this conversation about the Rangers knocking on Xfinity and MSG not having a deal.
Geez.
We got all that. That was an old grind my gears.
Yes.
But to add to it now,
right?
Friday night I go to watch the game, and it's only on ESPN Plus. So now I go get Fubo, another an app. To pay it more money, more than my, and my cable. Now I got to pay another one.
Yeah.
Now they want me to buy another ESPN Plus. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. So I missed another game Friday. So I need you to, Dolan and Xfinity, I need you to fix this.
Well, you think they're going to listen to us?
Absolutely not.
It's only been 3 years, and we've talked about this. I have Xfinity / Comcast as well.
Right.
And it's unbelievable. I cannot watch. And here we just had Molly Walker and all about the Rangers. You're a diehard. I'm a fan. And I can't watch the game.
There's guys around this area that can't watch it now. Like, so they're not even, they don't even know how bad they're playing.
Now it's like TNT and ESPN split the national package. There's games on.
Right.
But it's like, you know, I don't want to see the Ottawa Senators unless it's, Kachuk or whatever. But
trading into the Rangers.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I want to see my Rangers, you know.
And, no, 100%.
You know, or the other local teams I don't mind watching either, but whatever. That's a good coffee's corner, man.
You
know.
Yeah, thank you.
Right? You know, and that's very exciting about the show today. Good job. Good luck. Coffee Sports Collectibles. Oh, thank God.
Pick this up.
And I can I put a little Bailey's in that? I'd like to get...
Of course. Lou Jameson.
Get ready for that Sunday afternoon. And actually, segueing into that, as you get ready to jump in the car at high noon.
Right.
Great movie, too, by Gary Cooper, by the way. And, and I knew it, I guess they announced the college football playoffs.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
The ball. So you'll hear it in the car. And I wonder what the heck's going to happen after yesterday's games.
Exciting games.
Great.
At least 3 out of 4.
Well, yeah, the night games turned out to be fantastic, right? Which one you want to start with? The Penn State, Oregon, since Oregon's number one, right?
Yeah.
The Lions held on, man, made it a game. Right?
Yeah, it was. Oregon jumped out to a big lead. Penn State made it a game, and it was like almost like a boxing match at the end, right? Going back and forth with blows for blows. But Oregon hung out in the end, and they won the Big Ten championship, 45-37.
Yeah, and it's kind of been that way the whole year for the Ducks.
They can score. The Ducks can score.
Yes, they can move. They can move that football.
Absolutely.
It's still so, it's just so weird, though, to see, like, Oregon, you know, in the Big Ten.
I know. Right. I know.
I guess I have to move past this stuff.
It's like a lot of these conferences. Like, wait, these guys are like...
Yeah, like, you know, the big matchup is, you know, Syracuse playing Cal out in Stanford or something.
Right.
In
Texas, too, right? Now they're in the big, in their SEC.
Yeah. And so that would be... And then you see Texas, they're Big 12. They were always Big 12 to me.
Right. Now they're in SEC,
Right. But that was the first game, right? So like we said, Oregon, but Penn State did make it a nice game.
Yeah, no, it turned out to be a good game.
And then, but the other one was Georgia-Texas. Oh, my God.
Overtime.
Woo! What a game that. And that game, I hate to say it, at halftime, Jack, my program director over there, I was ready to turn that one off. You know, it was like, ugh. That game was ugly at halftime. Georgia and Texas really were doing nothing.
Yeah, it was like 6-3 or something like that.
I think it was 6-3.
A boring kind of game.
But and I was so glad the other games were on.
That end game, Georgia, right? The Georgia's quarterback, Kalmitz, gets knocked off.
Yeah.
That was some hit. That was a boom.
Hey, what'd you think of that hit?
I mean, it was clean, but it was a big boom, right?
Yeah.
Big. But because his helmet comes off, he has to sit out of play.
So
they bring their injured quarterback who had no right arm. He was hanging, and... You knew he was going to run it.
Right, before that, with the hit, like, I wasn't sure. It was like, I guess it's legal. It's just a tough hit, you know.
Well,
it's right at the shoulder pads.
As long as your shoulder to sternum, it's, I mean, it's a tough hit, but it's still football at the end of the day. I know.
You don't have to say that, right.
But, and so he has to come out, and then it was almost like a movie where the injured guy comes back in.
Yeah.
It would have been. I mean, it would have been a real movie if he would throw a pass. Even though I don't think he could throw a pass,
but it was great though because that's Beck, right?
Beck.
And he comes out and he's like limping. His arm's not even moving.
Right.
And this is in overtime, and they could have kicked the field goal to get it to a second overtime.
Right.
Right. So they had that as the backup. But you know, I hate that. I hate college overtime. By the way, I don't like. I don't like that 8 overtime. So, I don't know. It's just not me. I like real stuff. Like baseball. Like, we get into that next week.
Oh,
the golden rule.
Right.
About the hitter, that's another.
It's like the bananas rules. manners rules.
Yeah, it's like all these things. So now you got a designated runner in the 10th inning. Right. Now you're able to bring your best hitter up whenever you want in the lineup.
Right,
you
that's
know,
crazy.
It just, it's not the real
sport. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Well, we'll
week.
Say
yeah,
that.
Or whatever. Yeah.
The coffee's corner. That's right. A good coffee's right. Corner.
That might be a Jim's corner. He'll be your more man than I am, I think.
I'm kicked off. That's it. But anyway, right, so they get the ball back, you know, goes down, and I think there was even a penalty or offsides or something. I forget, but whatever. But then, right, and they hand the ball off. And
he gets
was he even going to be able to hand that ball off?
I don't know if he can get the snap, but he got the snap.
You or Jack was saying, right, you thought he was going to throw it, maybe.
I said it'd be...
Yeah.
So I'm like, he came out like, I'm like, this guy's either a very good actor or he really, his arm is shot. I'm like, is he doing that to decoy or anything?
It was great drama, theater.
Like, is he you know, acting and then he's going to play fake?
Right.
There
you go. Like,
you know, right.
For our TV audience, we're able to do this.
Right.
But on the radio, we're just pretending.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, hand it off, they go in, and that was that.
Etienne,
I think they said.
Yeah.
Because I saw him interviewed after the game, and he was great, too. And he comes in, runs. So Georgia comes back with their 9 lives over here this year, right?
And Texas, though, they had no way they were running it. I mean, I know it's hard to stop it, but...
Georgia's been... Right, Texas beat them earlier in the year, right? That was one of the 3 losses for Georgia, right? You know, I mean, and these guys just keep coming back.
Yeah, no, Georgia's been
and
very
all of a sudden,
team.
I mean, are we talking possibly them now as the number 2 seed today? Right? Possibly,
like that.
Yeah. That's incredible, right? You know?
Yeah, they should be a number 2 seed.
Yeah.
Oregon obviously is locked up to number 1.
But let's finish up with the games last night.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the other one was then, obviously, so they won. So that was huge for Georgia. At the Mercedes-Benz Dome, they were wild. It was just insane.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right? That was fantastic, you know?
Texas was at Jerry World.
Yeah. Yeah. they I don't know where they were.
They finally had two good teams in there.
They blew it. They blew it.
They finally had 2 good teams in that stadium.
Yeah. but then it was so great to be home watching all this stuff. And then you have this was the huge one, Clemson-SMU.
Yeah.
And absolutely. SMU, what are they, the Mustangs?
Mustangs. Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's right. You drive the Mustang.
Shut up, all Chevy drivers.
What car do I call it?
Steve McQueen car.
Steve McQueen car. That's what you drives, okay. But the Mustang, they're the ones that really kind of blew it out of everybody yesterday, right?
They can make a good comeback, though.
Potentially, though, you know, rankings-wise.
Oh,
I mean, by losing that
game,
they are maybe the number 12 on the bubble team, correct?
Right.
What do you think?
Alabama may get back in because of
that. Yeah, and here goes the Crimson Tide again. You know, so these big teams always seem to be able to come back. Well, because people do want to see them, though.
They are the better team most of the time. But
80% of the country going to look at the TV and say, oh, Alabama's playing. Or they're going to say, oh, look, it's SMU.
Right. No, exactly.
You know?
But that was similar to the other game, right?
Yeah.
The Oregon-Penn State game. Clemson also started out with a big lead.
Yeah, they were killing them.
SMU came back and tied it, actually.
Right.
And then the kid with a walk-off field goal.
Right.
I think his previous high was 51 yards. He hit it for 55 or 56.
It was a huge kick.
To have Clemson, to win.
So,
the,
I mean, what a great championship, Dr. Pepper championship Saturday. They've been doing that forever.
Oh,
I always love that. You know?
You watch that halftime when they do the two college kids go for the...
No, I didn't see. What happened with that?
You got to throw the...
Through the hole.
Right, you get like, I don't know, how say 30 seconds.
Many
footballs, you get through a hole and...
Yeah.
Whoever has the most, obviously, wins, whatever. And then,
I thought it was a guy and a girl,
thought. The girl won.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic.
She beat him pretty well, too.
Oh. I was filling up my Baileys and my Tito's
at
that point. Ready for the rest of the night. You know, so.
Exactly.
That was when I took my break. But that's how you watch the college football championship Saturday.
And Friday night, Boise State beat UNLV 21-7.
Right. I always like Boise State.
Yeah, I like that.
It's because of that blue field.
The blue field.
I know. Everybody loves that blue field.
That kid, Ashton Genty?
Yeah, Genty, right.
209 yards, 75-yard touchdown.
Right.
If it wasn't the Travis Hunter, he'd win the Heisman, but Hunter's got it.
Right. So that was terrific, too.
And Army also won their conference. They beat Tulane 35-14 on Friday night.
Okay, so I'm just looking at the ranking of the potential teams here, because this is going to come off in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Right after we go off the air. And don't forget, we've got here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, we got the New York Rangers coming on, and we've also got Rutgers ladies basketball at 2:30 as well, correct? Fantastic. All right. So we've got a lot of stuff going on in the station today. So once they get rid of us, they'll be happy, you know?
Always.
Jack, our program director's over there, really, just end this.
He gave us a thumbs up. Get out.
All right, but let's do it real quick. So the team, I mean, the way this ranking is, they're saying Oregon number one, definitely, right?
It has to be.
With this guy, it's all prognosticators here. Texas number two, Penn State three, Notre Dame four, Georgia five.
Texas two? You say Texas too?
Oh, this might have been an older one then. Right, they can't be two anymore.
No.
Right.
Georgia could be two.
Yeah, Georgia could be two.
What does he have Notre Dame, three?
At this point, he had, yeah, this is an older one, though. They had Notre Dame four. Yeah, no, they've got, this guy's wrong. He's got Texas and Penn State, so this happened. Yeah,
Notre Dame's
got
to be two or three.
I don't know if you have an updated one.
No.
That was the one. But anyway, it's obviously going to be Oregon, and it's really the bottom couple of teams. Do you think Miami still has a chance at that slot?
I thought I heard that they were eliminated, but I don't think they should have a shot.
Yeah.
There's too many other good teams that are...
So would SMU then move into the number 12 slot, perhaps, then? Or that's what you're saying, them or Alabama?
I think it seems, from what I was hearing yesterday, it seems like it says SMU or Alabama. But, you know, who knows?
Right.
What the committee might put both of them in.
Yeah, it's really...
I don't see Miami getting in, though.
No.
That's my own opinion, but...
No. They're not going to make it. I totally agree. But, you know, they should have a shot, but they're not going to make it, you know. I have to tell you, now that this is happening, this tournament's quite exciting, right? You know, this whole 12-team, you know, they moved it up finally, and right now it's going to be for a month.
Yep.
Plus all the other bowl games, which, by the way, I love bowl games.
I love
like the Bahamas Bowl on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, right? Yeah, exactly.
you know, for all those deadbeats,
or those gamblers. Yeah,
yeah, for all the gamblers.
I had a game on Tuesday at 4:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Hello, DraftKings. Hello, FanDuel. It's like, oh my God, we need them as sponsors, by the way.
Exactly.
Okay, good. We'll promote your name again.
No, you got one freebie.
Exactly. But I do. I've always loved all those games. There was one years ago. It was called the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl.
I remember the bonnet. Yeah.
It was down in Houston, and obviously at the Astrodome.
Right.
And it was always like, oh my God, it was on New Year's Eve, and they had some good games. I remember Notre Dame once played there with Joe Montana.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I don't know why I remember that game, because I was home and I had nothing to do on New Year's Eve.
And you bet
lonely.
It. And you bet it.
So I watched that game. But anyway, they just and this tournament's going to run from December 20th to January 20th, championship game.
Yeah, next week you've got the Army-Navy game, and then the playoffs start.
There's so much football going on, right? It's, you know,
it's
unbelievable. Okay, so we're going to find out in about 10 minutes or so about college. Now let's do a quick little recap of the NFL today. What do you think, you? It's not a big day today.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's start locally, because we're here in New York area. We've got the Giants at home against the Saints. Duh.
That's a big game.
And then you've got, or if you want to switch over, down to Miami, the Jets are playing the Dolphins.
Right.
Duh. Right?
How about the Titans versus the Jaguars?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. You know, real quick, though, how about the Thursday night game? That was a great game, the Lions-Packers game.
Oh, yeah. That
right?
was a really good game.
That was a tremendous game. The Lions won that game 34-31. They just scored up and down the field each time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that was a great game.
And then you got MCDC.
Yeah.
Like you said, he has a pair, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, people were ripping. You talk about Campbell going for the fourth down.
Right.
You know, people were questioning that move. You know, if you're doing that in a playoff game, you know, he was going for like on a 30-yard line, wasn't he? Going for fourth and one or something?
Yeah.
You know, where it would have been like an automatic field goal for the Packers.
Well, the way they looked at no, I think they were going. Weren't they going in?
People are talking about he does that.
But
maybe
again,
too much,
if they get the field goal at the time, they still would have had time for the Packers to not get a field goal.
Right.
So you go for the first down. It's where you, if you get the first down, you know, it's either you get to miss the field goal or you win the game.
Right.
So
right.
I kind of like it. You're going for the win. You're not giving you're not giving Love a chance to come down with a field goal of his own.
I mean, just and everybody's rooting for the Lions.
And now a lot of teams too, when they're it's tie game, they're going for 2 points, saying we're going to win here rather than wait for overtime.
I know.
Which I do kind of like too. I do like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're doing that in the playoffs, but.
Right, I know. It's a little different story, but he did it in the playoffs. And it didn't work for him there.
Right, no, he, I mean,
at the goal line.
He went for earlier in that game, 32, when he didn't get it.
Right.
But so he doesn't deter him from not going again.
He sticks to his laurels there.
Absolutely.
So we have New York teams losers today, the horrible games. You guys, you Cowboy fans over here, you guys got the Monday night game. The Bengals and the Cowgirls. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Cowboys, sorry.
Thank you. Come on, Jim. Hey, and you notice in 2 weeks we played the Buccaneers on Sunday night, and they already came out and said they did
flex it.
No, we're not. You know why? Because you do not flex America's team out of prime time.
Yeah. Get me some music, please.
They're still gonna...
Jack, do we have any kind of pathetic music we can play?
We may still suck, but we still get the ratings.
Oh, man. Oi. And actually, so what's the big... Oh, actually, tonight, Sunday night, is Chargers and the Chiefs.
I think that's the best game
of
the week.
That's not a bad game at all, right? The 4 o'clock game, though, I'll be done putting up Christmas lights.
Hopefully.
So potentially Bills-Rams is like the game of the day in the afternoon?
Seems like that's probably the best game of the thing.
Yeah. The Rams...
How dare you?
Okay. Exactly.
Play that again. Let's hear that again.
No, you only get it once, Jim.
Oh, it's a one-shot deal.
How dare you?
All right, I like that. That's awesome. We're having some fun here today.
Who do you got, man?
Down the toilet with that game. There you go. Flush the cow. Put the Cowboys, Jets, and Giants in one big bowl.
No. Listen, we suck, but we're not in that. We're not in that category.
Oh yes,
no,
you are.
No, we're not. We're a little above that. We're one step above that.
But okay, we're down to inside a minute, my friend. So you again are off to where? What are you doing,
I'm going right from here. Going right to Ocean County Mall for Ben Rice signing in Towns River.
Okay, that's for what's the company?
Santos Sports Store in the Ocean County Mall.
In Ocean County Mall, 1 o'clock today Yankee first baseman Ben Rice.
Ben Rice.
You Coffee and Coffee Sports Collectibles will be there, the whole gang.
Say Rangers to me, and you get $25 gift card.
Great! This is exciting, exciting! So much to do. If I wasn't putting up my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer outdoor sign, I'd come.
I'm giving you an out here, Jim. I'm helping you out.
But I'll be in trouble with the wife, so I have to do that.
You're always in the doghouse anyway.
Okay. Anyway, listen. Great show, Molly Walker. Fantastic.
Great, my God,
she was great.
She's awesome.
Definitely having her back this year, right?
Oh, you know? Definitely.
And good luck today, you, and
thank
everybody
you.
Have a wonderful, as the holiday season hits, have a wonderful Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.